Please join me in the
prayer for illumination found in your bulletin. Lord Jesus, stay with us, for evening is at hand and the day is past. Be our companion in the way, kindle our hearts and awaken hope, that we may know you as you are revealed in Scripture and the breaking of bread. Grant this for the sake of your love. Amen. A lesson from the Gospel, John 13, 1 through 17, and 34 through 35. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good and gracious God, by the power of your Holy Spirit, might you loosen my lips to preach good news, and would you open up all of our hearts to probe the mysteries of your great love in Jesus Christ. It's in his name that we pray. Amen. We are going through a phase in our home right now where we are questioning reality. And the cause of our questioning is rather simple. It's Disney Plus. Because you see, after years of my children being perfectly content with the animated classics of Beauty and the Beast and The Little Mermaid and Cinderella, they now will settle for nothing less but what they call the real ones. And what they mean by that are the newer versions that have real actors and real action set pieces and real love stories. So that is the refrain in our home, this refrain, we don't want that, we want the real one. And maybe that's a refrain that's in your home too. I doubt that many of us are critiquing the Disney classics like we are in the McLean household, but maybe it is that as you are watching the hours of your days and the events of our world unfold, you desire something real. Maybe you're tired of all the pitches that promise real happiness if you accumulate or achieve more. It's a campaign year, and so our voicemails, our mailboxes, they're flooded with candidates promising real change and real leadership, and you don't know what can be trusted because you know the isolation of our neighborhoods, you know the chaos and violence of our world. You know that despite all of our action, little has changed. Maybe it's that you're on a health journey and you've tried all the different treatments, you've gone through all the different therapies, and you just want real wholeness and healing. Maybe it is that in your longing and loneliness, you just want a real sense of belonging and community. This could be the first time in a long time where you have the courage and the clarity to name, I don't want that. I want the real one. For 3 years, Jesus' disciples have left work, family, and home to follow Jesus because they believe he is the real one, the Messiah, the prophets promised, who would redeem God's people and throw off the yoke of the oppressor and restore justice in the land. And so convicted and so passionate that Jesus is the real one that they cannot hear the words he is speaking to them. That this very night he will be betrayed and handed over to powers that will wrongfully accuse him, humiliate him, torture him, and ultimately crucify him. And so because those words are not seeming to grasp the disciples' hearts, Jesus goes beyond words to acting out the reality of his love. Early Christian commentators, including two of our most wonderful saints in the church, St. Augustine and St. Origen, read in this foot-washing scene not just a model and example of servanthood we are to follow, but they witness this whole moment as an acting out of the drama of divine desire. Just as Jesus takes off his robe and puts on the cloth of a servant, so Christ did not see equality with God as something to be grasped, but took on the human nature of a servant. Just as Jesus washed and cleansed the disciples' feet, rubbing out their aches and pains, cleansing off the dirt, so Christ entered into the mundane of our ordinary everyday lives and made our lives the theater of God's glory. Just as Jesus, when he was done washing the disciples' feet, stood up, put back on his robe, and then took his seat, so Christ, after his passion, which cleansed us of our sins, was raised, exalted, and took his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. The church is teaching us to see in this moment Jesus laying out a scene of a love story that is the most real thing in the entire universe. A love story that will not sweep us off our feet, but it will stoop down to wash them. When I was a senior at the University of North Carolina, I was infected with a certain sickness. It's a contagious virus that I would imagine is beginning to spread across the street at Vanderbilt right now. It's the virus we call senioritis. And as a result of my sickness, I had a semester's worth of Latin American politics to learn in 3 days. And as a result of my stupidity, while all my other friends had the opportunity to go and be with their families on Easter or go on one last adventure with their college friends, I was all alone. Thankfully, God's Spirit led me to go to my church's Maundy Thursday service. And I should mention at this moment that I was so stressed that little things like laundry had fallen to the wayside. This is my first Maundy Thursday service, and here I am going into University United Methodist Church in shorts and a t-shirt and in socks that I had not washed, but rather had worn for 3 straight days. I didn't know there was a foot washing. Nobody told me. Yep, that's where we're going, y'all. The heinous smell that emerged when that sweet older gentleman at University UMC took off my New Balance 993s and began to roll down my Nike tube socks, truly unforgettable, truly. The way he was not repulsed, but rather leaned in and so gently and carefully washed my foul feet, really unbelievable. I have learned, I'm continuing to learn, that receiving the reality of God's love for me, God's love for you, God's love for all creation, God's love for the people I can't stand. I'm continuing to learn that as I follow Jesus, receiving the reality of God's love is one of the hardest parts of Christian discipleship. I was so caught up in how bad that my feet smelled, I could hardly receive the blessing my brother was offering me. Peter can't imagine a Messiah who will enact his revolution by towel and basin and cross. And sadly, what we will witness over the course of this evening into the wee hours of tomorrow and at Christ's death on the cross are the lengths to which humanity will go to resist and reject the reality of God's eternal, unconditional love. Denial and betrayal, inattention and apathy, scapegoating, and the dehumanization of those made in God's image, that is what we will witness over the course of these holy days. Sam Wells is a preacher in London in Trafalgar Square. If you've ever been to Trafalgar Square, if you look at the British Museum and you look to the right, that's St. Martin in the Fields. And from that very prominent place, Reverend Wells leads us to focus on Jesus's passion as the miracle that we often forget. That while rightfully so, we will celebrate the miracle of the resurrection on Sunday, we will never understand the power of that resurrection if we do not first know the glory of Christ's passion and suffering. The miracle of these next moments is the miracle of how when we threw everything we could at God, all of the ways we reject and resist God's love, that even in spite of all of those things, Jesus remained. Jesus, the one who is really God, really human, Jesus remained. And reveals how in God's grace and God's power, we can be really and fully human, even in the face of those who are so inhumane. How we can offer mercy and grace and love and forgiveness, even when those seem like the most unrealistic outcomes. Wells preaches that in Jesus' endurance, a love is demonstrated, and it's a love that holds on whatever happens, a love that will never, ever let you go. That forever our isolation has been overcome in Christ's passion and glorious resurrection. That forever we can connect to God, not through our striving, but through Christ's suffering. Not through our longing, but through Jesus' lingering. Not through our achieving, y'all, but through Christ's abiding. Friends, Tonight, Jesus does set us an example for how we are to live as servants. And he does offer us a word of commission that we are to reveal his love to the world. Yet as he shows Peter, he is so teaching us tonight that the first steps in that journey of revealing his love require us to rest in God's saving work for and with us, to linger in a love that will hold on to you whatever happens, and to gather and to feast at this table that Christ is setting before us, that we might know an eternal embrace that is so near to us, we can touch and we can taste it. Amen.